Alrighty, as they said, my name is Alicia Williams. I was actually just trying to sit there and think of what I was going to talk about in 3 minutes. But like I said, my name is Alicia Williams. I'm 24. And the one thing I want to share with you all, for the last 2 years, I've been living on my own for the very first time since I can remember, because from 15 to 20, okay, I'm 24, so that would be 21 going on 22. All right, from 15 to 22, I experienced homelessness. And that came about, I grew up in the foster system, foster care, and I was adopted at a very early age. But once upon a time, I used to call my family like the Manson family. Religious by day and evil by night, I guess, kind of thing. But pretty much for the most part, you know, I was abused and I went through a lot of things at an early age, and I became a runaway. I ran away at a very early age, which is not probably the safest or smartest thing to do, because, you know, I lived in Baltimore. And basically, I experienced homelessness, and that's what I want to share. A lot of things that homeless people go through. Let me back up, I'm sorry. I mostly want to share about not only the things that homeless people go through, but a lot of programs out here, they help people. You know, there are a lot of soup kitchens, which is a blessing. You have a lot of people that are... they have a lot of shelters for homeless people. But one thing that they don't have are prevention programs for young people such as myself when I was first introduced to homelessness. And I'm kind of on a spot, so I really don't know what I want to talk about. But basically, my story is basically overcoming homelessness. Like I said, I went through homelessness from 15 to 22, living with friends. I managed to stick it out, tried to finish school. I wound up actually dropping out in the 12th grade because it was very kind of like strenuous, because at the time, I wound up actually getting me a job, and I was working, and I was staying in a shelter. And I'm not sure if many of you know, but at a shelter, you have to actually be in by a specific time. And me trying to work, and I have to be in a shelter at a certain time. So some days I would work and then come in and be turned away because I wasn't there at a certain time. So I would have to sleep on the streets. And then after a while, that would get strenuous and it got on my nerves. So I decided I wanted to sleep on the streets so I could be to work. And then it would get cold, and wintertime would come around, and just all this frantic stuff. I actually used to, I'm not sure if too many people are familiar with this area, but I actually used to stay in the place they call Tent City, which is a park right down on Fayette, right across from the main post office, and it's just crazy. Because now, even now, when I pass there and just I don't know, just the things that I just, the misconceptions about homeless people. You know, a lot of people see homeless people, they're afraid of them, or they think they're crazy, or they think, you know, they're, you know, all homeless people are dirty, and all homeless people are drunks and alcoholics and drug addicts and this, that, and the third. A lot of misconceptions. It's just crazy. And to bust that misconception, a lot of people, I'm not sure if you know, but a lot of people that are homeless, they're not homeless because of their addictions or alcoholism and this, that, and the third. A lot of people that are homeless that may happen to be alcoholics or drug addicts haven't become drug addicts or alcoholics until after the fact that they were homeless and couldn't deal with the actual stresses of being a homeless person. And I don't know. So next time you see a homeless person, just say hi. And you know, they're people too, I guess. All right. Thank you.